whoever achieved their desires in the manner in which these books are presenting. The information in the books are fake. The recipe is fake. The recipe for success doesn't work. Because if it did work, they would have a real life example. Does that make sense? Yeah. That's why I brought you here, so you could meet real people. And we're not talking theory. We're going to be sharing with you real experiences in the real world. And everything that you're taught this weekend, the examples that you're going to be getting are from real people, not a myth, not a fantasy. That's the big difference. And that's a very good question. Any other questions? Yes. Teachability index. Okay. All right. For those of you on the CD that can't hear the question was on teachability index. The question was, how do you know that you have a high teachability index? How can you know that you have a high willingness to learn? And how can you know that you have a high willingness to accept change? Maybe you think you have a high willingness to learn, but you really don't. There's two answers to that. The first answer is, what are you willing to give up? What's your favorite thing? This is a simple test. If one of your favorite things is golfing, are you willing to put the golf clubs away for a year? Are you willing to, if your favorite thing is watching TV, are you willing to not watch TV for a week? Or if you watch X number of hours a night, are you willing to cut down to 1 hour a night or a half an hour a night? What's your favorite TV show? Let's be real specific here. What's your favorite TV show that you have to watch all the time? Are you willing not to watch it for a year? That'll tell you what your willingness to learn is. What's your favorite thing? Are you willing to give it up? That'll really tell you what your willingness to learn is. Now the question is, what if I want a high willingness to learn, but I just can't seem to motivate myself to give up the things I love the most? Can I still have a high willingness to learn? The answer is yes. First, you have to determine where your teachability index is right now. If it's not 10 and 10, 10 willingness to learn, 10 willingness to accept change, doesn't mean you go home. Doesn't mean you shut the CDs off and say, forget it, I can't learn this. I don't have a high willingness to learn. It just means that you have to acknowledge that I don't have a high willingness to learn. Let's say that you want to play golf and you've never golfed before. Well, that means you're starting at a very, very bad place. You've never played golf before. So you want to play a round of golf and you want to enjoy yourself, but you've never played golf before. So going on a golf course, you're going to be hacking up the course. You're probably going to be miserable. Your goal is to have a great time playing golf. That's okay, because you know I'm starting here. So the point is, your goal, and this is important that you understand this, your goal is always the first thing in front of you. Some of you think your goal is to manifest your desires. Some of you think your goal is to learn this information. Some of you think your goal is to make $1 million. No, that's not true. Everyone's goal, everyone's first objective is different. It's the first thing in front of you. Which means if you are a 10 and 10, your goal is not to get 100% teachability index. You're there. So your goal is going to be the next step from there. But if you're sitting over here and your goal and you acknowledge that your teachability index is 5 and 5, only 25%, your goal then is to get to 100% teachability index. That is your objective. Do you understand that? Key point. Your objective, your goal, what you focus on is always what's in front of you, what the next step is. So the first step, if we've stepped these out, the first step is you need to decide who should you listen to. Are you going to listen to the gurus who write the books that make up stories because they can't find a real person on planet Earth that actually did what they think is the secret to success? Because if their secret to success is so true, let's find one person that did it. I read this one book, this guy, the secret to his success, the way to be successful, to make money, you have to breathe and you have to meditate and you have to let it come to you. Let it come to you. Sit and let it come to you. And he gave all these stories of these people throughout history that he made up. These are all fables. Well, guess what? I said, if that's true, let's find, there's a bunch of billionaires around today. Let's find one of the billionaires who sat in his room and went, and meditated all day, and his billions came to him. There isn't one. They worked their ass off. They worked hard. They were obsessed with making money, and they put a lot of effort into it and a lot of focus. They didn't sit around meditating all day saying, the universe is going to give me the stuff. I was listening to these goofies. By the way, I hope, and we talked about this at dinner last night, we're not going to fluff this because we have limited time. So we're just going to tell you how it is, even if we step on some toes. So we apologize.